and I don't know if I believe it or not. There's a research study. Did you see the research study? And I think it was probably Corona. They came out there like 38% of people say there's no way they're having some Corona because of the coronavirus. And
I did hear that. Yeah, I heard people are dumb that way. You know, people are stupid. You know, there's a great line in the movie Men in Black where Will Smith says to Tommy Lee Jones, he goes, well, but people are smart. And Tommy Lee Jones goes, no, a person is smart. People are stupid, wild, and panicky.
Crowds.
And he's absolutely right. Yeah, they're dumb. They're idiots. As in mob mentality, like you can sit there and like play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
And that, you know, ask the audience, you usually get the right answer. But if it's anything important, you know, it's like, oh, this is happening. What's the route we should take to avoid death?
Yes.
You will get the wrong answer.
However, everyone making a run to buy mass quantities of paper products for getting your hands clean to wiping your ass, because that's what I didn't even think about it. There, I had to go to the store. There.
I heard toilet paper's like, I don't want to say there's a run on toilet paper.
Oh, no, there was a run on toilet paper. It was everywhere, and then it was gone. I mean, we don't need any.
Why toilet paper? I mean,
well, because if you're not allowed to leave, which at this point, unless you've been told you can't leave, you don't have to leave. You can if you want to. Most people do. See, the difference, here's the thing, Kevin, and or Chubby, Stick, Sterling, what, you know, what we do. I go to Cincinnati and I do the radio show. You go to theaters all the time. You visit family. And I go out and walk the dog. But for the most part, we work from home. So we are almost already on self-quarantine.
Yeah. Well, actually, I saw a meme today that basically said the only people that are going to survive any sort of quarantine, because the whole thing is you're supposed to be in your house for like 90 days and not have any interaction.
Yeah.
Only like freelance writers are going to survive, because they're like, can I invoice during that time?
Of course you can. Yeah. There is that, certainly. So yeah, I think your aunt and the paper towels was one that's this is when this comes in handy. Also the sanitizing lotion. I was gathering other things just because it was a normal day at the store. And then I realized that the sea of toilet paper and paper towels and napkins of all sorts. I like the lotion kind of tissues, not for the butt, but for the nose. I mean, do they have lotion?
That's okay. You can admit that if you want.
Do they
to.
Have
I mean,
lotion? Hey, do they have lotion paper for the backside to be soft?
I don't know. That would probably. I don't know if that would come off the roll very well, or if it'd be like trying to peel away, you know, like pudding.
Oh, see that,
and then and that just defeats the purpose at that point.
See, that's the
at
thing.
At that point, you're back in caveman life, you know, or.
Well, the pudding thing you mentioned, like that's what we're used to hearing going bad on cruise ships. You took a cruise, everything was fine, unlike others where people were held hostage, which, by the way, if you're going to be quarantined.
That was in Japan.
Right, I know, but you could live well. See, I talked about this on the show about, you know, what would you do for 2 weeks if you couldn't go out? What would you need? What would you have? So do you have what you need right now?
I just went to the store today. I actually bought paper towels. See. Not that I use those in the bathroom, right. But I bought paper. There was plenty of paper towels.
You got a bunch of toilet paper, too?
I didn't look at the toilet paper, but I don't recall there being a giant empty. What I saw gone was Purell. I found like this, the you know, the hand sanitizer stuff. And it was not just Purell, but it's like, are you okay? Do we have the coronavirus happening right now?
No.
Live on the Chubby? Uh-oh. Get this guy some toilet paper, stat.
So Dr. Pepper went down the wrong way.
So you didn't look for toilet paper. Do you have toilet paper? Could you go your 2 weeks?
I think there's plenty of toilet. When I didn't notice there being a big empty spot on the shelves for toilet paper. What I did notice is it's the Purell. It's the hand sanitizer, not just Purell, but any other off brand. It's all gone. All gone. I mean, in the city, I've been to a couple stores because my mom asked me to pick some up for her. I have stuff at home already, but my mom asked me to pick some up for her and my dad. And that's what's gone in the show. And apparently I know some people have seen like Clorox wipes, any sort of cleaning fluid. Here's the thing that blew my mind.
People drinking a Clorox because they're idiots and morons?
Well, don't do that. No. That's
no,
not,
but,
that
but,
will,
but they
that
have.
Will stop
that's
the
what's been going around on the internet and,
well,
that and the
will,
internet and social media.
That will stop that's the coronavirus because you'll be dead and you won't
correct.
Get infected. But no, so here's the thing. I went to the store and I found, and there was this little bin, like a little jug, and it had the small, like personal, like, you know, the ones that are like 2 ounces or an ounce.
Oh, the little minis, because everybody wants to buy a tub now.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I found like 6 of them. I bought them. I got like the last Purell in the city, and that was it. I couldn't find anybody. You know what I saw all over the place? Soap. There is so much soap in the store. Here's the thing.
Soap helps. You got to wash your hands.
But here's the thing. CDC, WHO, I don't care who it is. Everyone's always saying, you know what they're telling you to do? They're not telling you to use Purell. They're telling you to use soap. And there's plenty of freaking soap out there. There's so much soap, it's ridiculous.
Wash like you're a doctor, like on House or some other doctor show. What are some other doctor shows? Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy, you got St. Elsewhere. You've had
Emergency, you know. When I was a kid, there was that. There was.
But here's the thing. Do you know why soap is so effective against the coronavirus? Not just, well, first of all, we're in Ohio. It's not here yet. That's the other thing. Everyone's going to use
suspected cases. You don't know by now. Who knows? Tests that don't work. I wasn't trying to get political. I just want to know if you had what you needed for 2 weeks.
Well, my point being is by the time there is it out there, like in droves in Ohio, everyone's going to have used all their damn Purell already. And then they're going to be like, I don't have any. But here's the point. The reason supposedly a soap is effective, not just because it washes and it's good hygiene and you should be washing your hands after you take a shit anyways. Jesus Christ.
It's true. But wipe and wash your hands.
Yeah. The virus has a lipid membrane around it, and when you use any sort of detergent,
outer bit in the size of virus,
any sort of soap will disrupt that. So it's even more effective in deactivating the virus because you can't kill a virus because the virus technically isn't alive. So the whole point is you want to disrupt that cellular membrane or that thin covering around it, and soap's great for that. But people are using Purell. Purell's not what really does it. It's washing your hands.
Well, hold on, though. But regardless of your antibacterial lotion of choice, whether it's that brand name Purell or something else, the lotion bit helps. Excuse me, the moisturizing. I'm fine. Really, I am. Mm-hmm. Everything's great.
You'll be dead by the end of this episode.
No, I gotta leave the house, I think, on Sunday or something, other than the dog, and, you know.
Notice. You're like, no, I'm sorry, I can't die now. I got an appointment on Sunday.
That's exactly right. Otherwise, it's all handleable here inside, which is good. On one hand, but you gotta have lotion. I've been washing my hands about normal, maybe a little bit more than normal. And then I also had the antibacterial stuff, and some had lotion, some not. But you need the lotion. Because then your hands get all knacked up, and or at least mine do. They get all dried out. Lotion, moisturizer.
You can
is
find moisturizer. There's loads of moisturizer out there.
Right. You just don't
see. I have and also
you have enough snacks. Wait a minute. You're getting
snacks.
All technical. There's medical people. See, you're the one. We always talk about let's do jokes. We talk about crap. Okay. We talk about death. We talk about all kinds of other things. I'm trying to get to like the importance, and it breaks down this way and that way. I mean, you all of a sudden you're like a scientist. You've been watching. You're paying attention.
I'm paying attention to what's important. Yeah, I mean,
that's
right. I'm not paying attention to all the crazy stories and crap that is everyone's talking about it. All
the hoax.
What? Not a hoax. Yeah, if it were, tell that to the 9 people that have died in Ohio at the point of recording.
That's right.
In America. 9 people
in America.
Died
that's right. That's my point. But that's what for a while they were trying to say. Oh, it's like no, this is serious. Stop politicking. Just do your job. Be the support in the community. Information and safety that you're supposed to do, and supplies that are required. And hopefully everybody doesn't freak out. So here's the thing: we have time.
Yeah.
Many people, like we are most of the time, will be able to be streaming stuff at home, watching movies, have downtime, commute time, maybe overtime.
Hell,
you
may be listening to this when bird swine flu H15N21 shows up, and you'd be like, oh, God, remember the coronavirus? What a week.
That's right.
Yeah.
So right now, would you compare this to what?
Right now, here's the thing. The virus, what it appeared in December, it's so new that you don't know what it is. And the
right.
chances, it's going to be similar to SARS. It's going to be similar to H1N1. It's going to be similar any of those flu-like pulmonary distress type things, flu-like symptoms. That's essentially what it's going to be like. And this is the way it was with SARS, and this is the way it was with H1N1. Every now and then you got these things where it hit the stores. And there was a guy in Columbus who, I think it was a high school kid, got H1N1 and died from it. But those are the rare cases. The ones you got to worry for are high-risk people. People in their 80s, 70s, people who are older, the people who are in the hospital, people who already have respiratory illnesses.
Elderly, infirmed.
Yep.
And I mean, all those vulnerable lifestyle things, smoking, correct?
Yeah, yep. That kind of thing. If you already
babies and kids, they say are doing better with this comparatively speaking, but the death rate is significantly higher. So, I mean, you don't Once want you, it. Well, that's, you know, the bottom line.
I looked because the numbers all change daily, but I was looking at the Chinese numbers that were coming out, and everybody's like
it's watching
very
scoreboards
low,
on ESPN.
Very low mortality rates, and then it's like 80 plus 15%. And you're just like, whoa, right. That's who's going to hit hard. Now, somebody like me, I have my parents. I take care of my parents. My dad's in his 80s. My mom's in her 70s. You have your mother and everything. So that's
gotta take
my,
care of her, yep.
Yeah, that's my worry, is for them, not necessarily for myself. But if I were to catch it, I'd quarantine myself. I wouldn't go over there. But
right, exactly. Obviously. So these are serious things. And when people get into that, they will get into that. I'm just saying, look, what are you going to do with your time? Do you have enough snacks? Do you have
enough
stuff to watch?
Snacks.
Do you have enough water?
There's never enough snacks.
What snacks do you have?
Water.
These are all serious things.
Here's the thing. Water, I'm not worried about water. This is not going to shut down the water supply. And I don't think it's going to shut down the snack supply. I think I'll be always able to get Doritos.
Doritos are good. I like Doritos. You like the Funyuns? I like Funyuns a lot.
Funyuns are okay.
You can't eat too many of them. My mouth gets weird.
You notice that one of my favorite snacks is Munchos. You ever have Munchos?
What's a Muncho?
It's like, you know, it's sort of like, you know how a Pringles, not really, it's legally not a potato chip. They call it a potato crisp.
it's sort of like mashed potatoes that are in that form. They're so good, whatever they are.
Yeah, Munchos, I think, are like slices of potatoes, but they're like bubbly. They're almost like, you know, the stuff you get at a Chinese restaurant, the noodles or something, like that's all bubbly. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what the Munchos are. And the Munchos are really good. You can get them at like
Now, is that
Speedway.
A regional thing? Or is that, because I don't know. It must be a regional or...
I've only seen them in Ohio, but I've never looked outside of Ohio. But you can get them at like Speedway.
So you make me want to leave the house, and this is unnecessary travel where there could be clusters of people. I was at a store the other night. I kid you not. I got to say this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't see any Munchos, but next time I'm out, I'm going to go out. I got to get more Corona,
not on
more
radar.
Lime.
You need to.
Wasn't. But now I'm in search of for the Muncho. Some woman was pushing a cart, coughed much like me, but not because she had a drink of something that went down the wrong way. And it was like cockroaches. When you turn a light on, they scurry, or rats, or you know, it was amazing.
Oh, nothing.
Because people were like, oh holy crap, she's coughing. And it wasn't like a normal cough. It was a wet, God, there's sputum coming out everywhere, furniture cough. Holy crap.
Oh, for me.
She was probably fine.
I freak out. It's like old people. Like, you don't know if somebody smoked since they were 16 years old and they're 85 and they're walking and they go, you know, and you're just like, get away from me, god damn it, person. You know, that kind of thing. I remember there was a movie called Contagion that came out. Have been 10 years ago now. And it was a Steven Soderbergh film, and it was tracking a deadly virus that was going through the world. It was very potent, but it also wasn't killing everybody, but it put a panic on everything. And they're showing the movie, and it was in September, right at the beginning of cold and flu season. And every time there'd be quiet in the theater, and then you'd hear somebody cough, and you could hear like 400 buttholes tighten the second you hear somebody cough in the back, because everyone's just like, don't give me the killer virus.
Yes.
No, but I just want to keep myself healthy. I mean, like, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. They just canceled the Arnold Expo, which is this huge fitness event.
Schwarzenegger, for who don't know, actor, governor, everything, still around making movies. Yeah. This is the thing. Tens of thousands of people come to Central Ohio, to Columbus, for this big event. I mean,
massive.
Olympians, you name it, they're all there.
Massive. I've been to it. It is insane. I, of course, look ridiculous there. But it's still
you're a spectator.
Ridiculous.
People like to go watch. It's not just people who are trying to get fit or want to be fit. And I'm not
There's
saying
a lot
you're not
of fit,
fit
people there, though. Which I do not blend in. It's not like when I go to Comic-Con and I just, look, another fat guy with a beard. You know?
I think they're
doing like competitions and stuff, but they're not allowing the public in. They're actually just going to do the competitions so people can get rated or whatever, but they're canceling the expo and trade show, which is massive. It takes over the entire convention center. That's a big deal. That's a huge,
and there's stuff all over too. It's not
impact.
Just
yeah.
there.
So this is going to be big, but here's the thing. I'm here going, can Warner Brothers send me a screener of their new movies now? Because I don't want to go to the theater with all the other troglodytes coughing on me. I just went and saw Onward.
Troglodytes? No, wait a minute. So you say you call these people
that
who
I
are
hate
out there.
In the world.
You'd be out there too. What if I had a soda in the theater? We were going to watch a movie together like this. I don't know. What's screening this week? What are you seeing?
I saw Onward, and there are so many freaking kids there. Oh, God.
Right.
No. I just wanted, now, I wanted to have a spray bottle, not of Purell, because that's high-priced stuff. I would just spray them, get out of my way. Just pure alcohol.
So you're not going out. You're trying to avoid it at all costs. Are you requesting these screeners?
They're not going to send me screeners in March.
I mean, we're both home now. For those who don't know, we're not together. Though we should film this
me you had a cough, and I'm like, get away from me, you freak.
Well, again, well, and I said sinus, not like the other stuff, just like with the weather change. See, that's the other thing.
I think I could pull up the text. It's a sinus thing, but maybe, I don't know. And I'm like, well, then I don't want to step in within 5 feet of you.
No, but you know how you talked about your folks up in years, health problems, don't want to get them sick, certainly don't want to kill them by accident, right? Yeah. Not on purpose either. Let's clarify.
Let's put it that way. That's also off the table.
But so you go out. My mom has half a thyroid, half her gland is gone, which is an more vulnerable type of circumstance to be in. A lot of people with that issue and up in years too. And I help take care of her and stuff like that and make sure everything's all right. Yeah. I don't want to bring any type of funky stuff home. And then, you know, I'm fine. And then it's like, you know,
oh, yeah, because you would live. You would survive.
Hopefully. You don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Like 0.1% mortality.
I'm Schlepperock, dude. Come on. You know as well as I do. I mean, if some weird stuff is going to happen. I had a person drive through my house after a tornado last year. You want to talk about, I mean, where's the third strike? This could be the third strike.
The way you made it sound is that he was being chased by a tornado and rain in your house. No, these are totally separate incidents. A tornado hit your house, then a drunk hit your house on a totally different day. It was probably probably sunny and 75 out.
It was really nice. Yeah, it was. Until the guy drove in. He didn't even actually drive through. That's a whole other thing. But if he'd driven through, it could have been like a business and saved me money opening up, you know, something else. But whatever.
Bottom line is just for this: keep your distance from people. Don't cough on each other. Wash your hands. Try not to touch
your face.
Wash your face. Just
yes, but don't touch your face and cough into your shoulder. Don't cough into your hand and don't cough just openly. That's what the woman at the store did.
Practice good hygiene.
Yes.
And shun anybody else who doesn't.
Shun them. Well, what does that mean? Like you run away from them, or you call them out for being like,
give them a dirty look. You say, what the hell's your problem, you freaking troglodyte? That's how you do it. I don't care.
You like the word troglodyte. Yeah. It's not how you should treat people. Don't call people troglodytes. That's a hostile, engaging kind of thing. I mean, you're going to end up in a fisticuff situation. And
with an old lady? I'm going to yell at the old lady. I'm not going to yell.
Also, you're going to only go after the guy from
the Arnold Expo with the arms the size of tree trunks.
What happens if it's the old lady who can't protect herself and cover her mouth with her cane or walking apparatus that might be on her way down falling if she tries to cover the cough and you call her a troglodyte? No, she's just aging.
No,
that's
no.
All.
Roundhouse kick to the head. That's what I do then. Jackie Chan.
You're not right. And by the way, he would never do that. He's just saying that. But wash your damn hands already and have a Corona. I'm gonna go get some more. Next show, we're going to drink Coronas and eat Chinese food and that too, because there's no reason to be afraid of the Chinese.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.